The BS Report is a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects.
First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy, and he writes a comical sports column. You must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
Welcome to BS Report, part two of the Closest to the Pin NBA podcast. Our buddy Joe House is still here.
Hi-oh.
I guess he's just my buddy. Maybe he's your buddy is if you're a podcast.
I'm everybody's buddy.
You're everybody's pal.
Whose buddy am I not?
All right. In part one, which you can hear on ESPN.com, SportsCenter, iTunes, we picked the Eastern Conference win totals. We could not do over-unders this year because Vegas decided not to hand out over-unders because of the shortened season.
Shrewd.
Yeah, so there we go. Part two, Western Conference. We're going to start. House, you have the first pick, and it's the defending champions. We don't get enough respect, Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, I'm with Sean Marion and his blonde hair. That is the worst hair, by the way. I mean, guys go for bad hair sometimes. That one was an atrocity.
Well, what's interesting is Jason Kidd also bleached his hair once.
That was much better looking than the Sean Marion thing.
Sean Marion
looks like Beetlejuice now. Howard Stern's Beetlejuice. That is not a look that you want to strive for, I don't think.
You know what? The thing with Sean Marion is he seems like somebody who always wanted to get a little more attention than he's gotten.
It's so true.
And now it's like, hey, Sean, you just won a title.
That's right.
You gave LeBron everything you ever could have given him defensively. You got in his head. You were guarding Wade. You were a huge part.
Incredibly.
You're probably the third best player on that team that won a title. You don't need to bleach your hair. Just enjoy your ring,
right,
and you're a champion. And you made $100 million.
Honestly, somebody should go to him and say, we understand. You express yourself however you want.
Yeah.
You're going to get your ring on Christmas.
Right.
Can we just have a normal hairdo for those pictures?
Hey, Sean Marion, you got to play with Steve Nash for like 6 years. You have an awesome nickname, The Matrix. You've made, I would say he's made $130 million.
Yes.
He went to UNLV, so he got an excellent education. And he has blonde hair.
He's
a champion.
He's a champion.
Only one of those things don't fit, the blonde hair.
It's the awful blonde scrub.
So anyway, so Dallas.
Well, might be the worst thing about Dallas, honestly.
No, well, they lost Tyson Chandler and J.J. Barea, who were two of the three toughest people on that team. Actually, two of the four, because Kidd and Dirk.
Yeah.
But they added Vince Carter, who I think will be waived by February. I'm going to make that prediction.
I don't think that, but go ahead.
The bigger one, Delonte West.
Yes.
I think he will get all the minutes that everybody thinks Vince Carter is going to get, is my prediction.
So I think, and then there, you know, two more.
And then Lamar Odom, we didn't mention.
Right. And Roddy Bobois.
Is it wrong that I don't think Lamar Odom is like a great fit for this team? I think he'll make it work. He's Lamar Odom. He's fun to play with. On every team, you can figure out how to use it. But I don't know if that's what they needed.
What do you mean by needed? I'm not.
Well, now you have your forwards are, you have Dirk, Odom, Marion.
Yes.
All like finesse kind of guys, basically. They have
a good number of rebounds out of that group.
Jan Mahimny.
They do have him.
And Brendan Haywood.
Yeah.
I just want
defense out of those two guys.
Is Odom playing crunch time for this team?
Yes.
So that means Sean Marion isn't playing crunch time.
Why?
So
why are you
saying
Marion, Odom, and Nowitzki all together?
So that's your crunch time?
You're pretty sure. Pretty good. There are a lot of rings between that group.
Who's protecting the rim out of those three guys?
It's a different team, so the answer is nobody.
That's why I don't like this team as much.
Well,
I liked what they had. Tyson Chandler protected the rim. Dirk scored. Jason Kidd ran the show. Terry came in, hit some threes. Marion did defensive stuff. Now all of a sudden I had this team, and it's like, you're not the same defensive team that just won the title. I don't think they care. I think their attitude is, we won the title last year. We're going to have cap space next year. We're going to get Dwight Howard or Darren Williams, one of those two, or whoever we need. And it doesn't really matter because we already won the title. And here's our ring.
And I also think they would argue it's a slight kind of alteration there. It's not a significant downgrade where they say, you know, we're content. They kind of reloaded. It's a different profile to the team, to be sure.
I don't like the team as much because they're putting so much stock in Brandon Haywood. They need him to come through. This is the same guy that on the phone you would call him Brenda to me.
Because
he played
phone,
for your Wizards.
I'm sure I wrote it. I'm sure I tweeted it.
You couldn't stand Brendan Haywood. Now he's one of the keys to their season.
I mean, there's another low basketball IQ guy. And I know somebody wants to tell me differently. I just watched him with my own eyes for too long and did not enjoy it.
Well, he also checked out last year and you know, they had some issues trying to get him to play hard.
You know, what else is new with him?
Well, let's make a prediction.
I like 48-18 for the Dallas Mavericks.
Ooh. I'm going to go a lot lower than that.
I believe you. I'm sure you are.
I'm going to go here's the thing with the West. The West really, because I don't think Utah, New Orleans, Minnesota, Houston, and Phoenix, I don't even have them in the playoffs. I think all those teams are going to be pretty good.
They're going
to be like average or a little better than average.
Okay.
I think any of those five teams could potentially get the eighth spot in the East.
In
if
the
they
East,
were in a different conference.
You just said.
Yeah, in the East.
Congratulations. The East
well,
stinks.
But my point is that the West is deep, and I think it's going to be hard to win a lot of games in the West unless you have an awesome team. So I'm going to say 45 wins for Dallas.
Okay, what does that translate
45-19.
On your abacus?
56-26.
Is 45?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I just think that they're closer to that 60 because I think in the same way, not that there's many parallels here, the Green Bay Packers went from winning the Super Bowl, then the disruption of the lockout and labor, you know, unrest, and then they start the season, and bam, they pick up, and they're just off and running. I expect a similar kind of phenomena with this Dallas team.
You just gave Mark Stein an erection.
I hope that's the one and only time in my whole life.
Or as he calls it, a Steinimo. Denver is up, and I'm on the clock. I don't know what to make of this, but I like this Denver team. I think they're going to be pretty good.
I do, too.
And I think they're going to get that Jack Bauer is going to free Wilson Chandler, and they're going to get him back sooner than people think. And all of a sudden, they go 10 deep.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember this now for the first time. They have Ty Lawson, not Raymond Felton, which I've written twice now in a column. But Andre Miller and Ty Lawson.
Pretty good.
Aaron Aflalo, we're assuming they re-sign him.
That's the big wild card with this team.
We're assuming they re-sign him.
Yeah.
Gallinari.
Yep.
Nene.
Yes.
Al Harrington's still lurking.
Incredible.
He played 20 minutes a game.
Incredible.
Mozgov.
Yeah.
Chris
Birdman.
Anderson.
Birdman's
the Birdman
still in
Chris
the house.
Anderson.
Right.
They have one more swingman guy. Who's
sure.
the other? Who is?
Well, Corey Brewer's a good defensive pro.
Oh, Rudy Fernandez.
And Rudy Fernandez.
That team's a perfect shortened schedule team. They can play 11 guys every night.
I'm there with you.
I am at 37. 37 and 29.
Wow.
I think that I'm skewing high with them.
You really are.
Yeah. I think they get five schedule wins from their depth.
I'm going to give them an uptick. I'm not going to go over you, though. I like them at 36-30.
Oh, I see. Well, you see, I know what you did there. You initially had him at like 34.
Yeah.
You just bumped the two wins. You closest to pin me. I didn't appreciate it.
That's the game, brother.
It'd be interesting, though, if they don't sign a Flalo.
Yes. That's...
I don't know where he's going.
Like, there's still some teams with space.
Golden State Warriors.
Go ahead.
New coach, Mark Jackson. New center, Kwame Brown. A forward center. A healthy David Lee, who no longer has... he was in the original script of Contagion. It was Wilson Chandler's tooth wound and David Lee's
elbow. Oh, that's right.
Elbow.
Contagion.
And then in the movie Contagion.
Oh.
Initially, it was David Lee's elbow that started world panic.
That was it.
Then they changed it to a bat and a pig. They thought it would be a better way to do it.
For that... Okay.
Spoiler alert, sorry.
Got it.
Yeah, so... I'm trying to think of who else they have. Udo. Ekpe Udo is back for a full year.
Udo
they traded
back.
Lou Amundson for Brandon Rush.
Not a bad move.
They're expecting big things from Andres Biedrants.
They're always expecting big things from Andres.
They kept Charlie Bell off the Golden State Bridge because they amnestied him. They were worried about him causing a massive accident. And that's about all I can think of. New coach, Mark Jackson. What do you think?
I don't like them. I really have a problem disrespecting Steph Curry and Monta Ellis because I enjoy watching that backcourt so much. They're so explosive. I actually found them to be very complimentary as the season kind of progressed. But they just don't play any defense. No. I mean, those games are all in the 120s and 130s, and it's just as in much as I enjoy consuming it, it's kind of ridiculous.
Right.
And I don't see anything in the way of the composition of this team, and especially with a new coach coming in who hasn't coached before. I like them. Is it my pick? No, it's your number.
It's your pick.
Oh, it's my number.
Yeah.
I like them at 29 and 37.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm not.
Oh, we're really disagreeing on this.
Good. I'm happy.
I'm going to be a man unlike you, and I'm going to stick with what I actually had them written down as.
Well, by the way, what I had them written down as was 30, and I just thought about the very first, for two first points on this conversation, Mark Jackson and Kwame Brown. Down one game. That's what I did right there.
I have them for 22 wins.
God dang it!
I think they're going to be the second worst team in the West.
I can't believe. I tried to
I could have been a jerk and said 28, but I'm going to be a man. I'm going to put my scrotum on the table.
You heard me give all that respect to Curry and Ellis. That's what influenced my thinking.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it. I'm going to stick with it.
Well, you don't have a choice. You already said 29.
I know. I'm going to
say 22. Here's my thinking. First of all, Mark Jackson, nice guy. I had the pleasure of doing a basketball game with him once. Liked him immensely. We have no idea if he can coach or not.
No idea.
And because he came from the ESPN family, everybody's been kid-gloving it. He retired, I think, in 04 or 05 and was an announcer for 6 years.
That's right.
And now he's a coach. He is telling everybody that he wants the Warriors to have a defensive identity.
That's
this
an
is
issue.
A guy who did not play defense for 16 years in the NBA. He was an offense-first point guard, and they had to hide him defensively. I mean, kudos to him. He's right. Defense wins championships. That's not the team you have, Mark Jackson. You have a run-and-gun Mike D'Antoni offense team.
I mean, this
you're
personnel.
These guys aren't playing defense. So it's the classic case of the new coach who comes in with his whole philosophy. Hey, I'm going to do this, and we're going to play defense. It's like, you don't have the right team. Your team's going to go down in flames with this idea of you're going to play defense.
I mean, we have a very recent example of this. Wasn't that
it's
what,
not good.
Didn't they try that down in Phoenix with Terry Porter? Isn't that what had him last 15
games? What about D'Antoni with Eddie Curry and Zach Randolph? Or not Zach Randolph, but when they had the low post team and he didn't have the right point guards. And,
yeah.
I think it's going to be a disaster.
It's
not the right team.
I gave the 29 out of respect to Steph, really, because I wish
hope
he was
I'm
in
wrong.
Washington.
I really like Mark Jackson as a person.
Yeah,
and I hope I'm wrong, but the one thing we've learned from coaches over the years, whether it's football, baseball, hockey, basketball. You can't just have a style and make your team play it. You have to look who's on your team.
Oh, don't get me started. They tried that in Washington last year, the football team.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted to switch the defense from a 4-3 to the 3-4 without any of the personnel in place.
Right.
And they just, it's the system we're going to put in here so that people who paid $200 a seat for eight games could watch, you know, the coach trying to implement his new system on a team that wasn't built for it.
And
watch him lose, 10 games.
Or like
thanks
these,
very much for the
these
system.
These football teams where they have the West Coast offense, but they don't have, like, any of the right receivers for it or whatever. But
I know.
I just think it's a bad idea, and I think they're going to be bad.
22. You're
22
win.
And 44.
You're going to win that.
I basically picked them to win 28 games in real life, which I think that's a 28-win team.
Yeah.
And they, you know, the other thing, you're going to be defense, like emphasize defense. I would say they have three of the worst defensive players in the league on their team.
I couldn't agree more.
Monte Ellis, and Stephen Curry.
How about this?
I could score on those guys.
Who would you say is the best defensive player on the team? Name one player who could play defense on that team.
Udo.
Their best player was Amundsen.
defensive player.
All right,
we're going to the Houston Rockets.
Yep.
Speaking of people,
are you
going to
be objective?
I'm going to be very objective.
All right.
I have the first pick.
Good.
They are not a 500 team.
Ooh.
I have them at 32 and 34.
Ooh. Yeah. Interesting.
I think it hurts them that it's a conference heavy schedule.
Yeah.
And they don't get the benefit of some of those easy Eastern games. I don't love the Kevin Martin, Luis Scola, we tried to trade you dynamic. I like the fact that they have depth, but they have too much depth. They have like 13 guys who think they're going to be playing. And they also don't have a center. that I can see on the roster. They lost Chuck Hayes.
Yeah, no argument with anything that you're saying. I have them at 34 and 32, so that's pretty close. Right. I had them. You have them, you know, game under, and I'm game above 500.
I also think Daryl Morey, the GM, I don't think he – this is – we've talked about it. He's talked about it on my podcast. The place you don't want to be is 500 in the NBA.
Yeah.
You either want to be in the bottom or at the top.
Right.
And he put all the pieces in for Pau Gasol, didn't get him. I wouldn't be surprised if this team became a trading partner.
It makes all the sense in the world. That's what they should be. So it's almost impossible to forecast what kind of record they're going to end up with.
And FYI, I would be going after Scola.
Oh.
Any team that's in near the title.
It's got to be somebody that's really contending. I forgot. He's 31 years old.
Yeah.
That's but he can play basketball. I mean, you know.
I would be going after Kyle Lowry, too. I don't think Darryl would trade him, though.
Yeah.
I think Kyle Lowry is underrated. Bad year for them in terms of the short schedule, the conference, all that stuff.
Bad year for them because the league cheated and ruined their ability to make themselves better.
Yeah. They didn't cheat. They interpreted the rules in a manner that benefited the league.
It benefited somebody.
They used rules that nobody knew existed and enforced them.
Fiat.
Listen, that story is
executive fiat.
That story's not going away.
What's the story?
The story's not going to go away. More and more facts are going to come out. Everybody thought that trade was done.
Doesn't matter.
The Lakers thought it was done. The Rockets thought it was done. The only way you can cancel a trade is if people fail physical.
The dictator dictated. That's the story. Yeah. That's it.
Ooh. You get to do this one. I'm excited for you, Hass.
Oh,
the LA Clippers.
Whew. Well, so now I'm feeling I have been over on all three of these so far. I have been... higher than you in terms of forecasting. And now I feel like this one's going to be a big reversal.
Yeah.
I have the LA Clippers at 37 and 25, which I felt like is a pretty dramatic number. I mean, it's a significant uptick.
37.
And wins. That translates into something pretty good on your abacus, I believe.
I'm going just to win closest to the pin. I'm going to say 38.
Okay.
But I really think they're going to win 44. I think they're going to be 44 and 22.
Wow. 44?
I do. I think they're going to be really good. And that translates on my abacus to a 54-win season or 55-win season.
I just don't see that. I don't mind you with the one-upping. What's 37-38 translate to?
38 would be about 48 wins.
That sounds right. That's about right because that's what is that, a 14, 15?
You know what, Joe House? I'm going to be a little bit of a man here. You said 37.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my 44.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
I'm going to stick with the 44.
Look at you. The thing that that gives me pause with this team, they're trying to implement a whole lot, trying to integrate a whole lot into this situation. And last time I checked, the head coach of this little franchise, this little group right here, Vinny Del Negro.
That is why I didn't go higher.
Higher than 44? 44 is a number, brother.
I just think that the crowd is going to be awesome.
The crowd is going to be awesome. Everything about the situation in L.A. is great. They got to go out and win the games. I mean,
it's
the
a really
situation
good team.
Is good.
Chauncey's going to be great. They're going to be good.
Here's the weak link, and I hate to say it because he's my tough juice.
Yeah.
But that's the weak link right there.
But, you know, our own Sebastian Prudy on Grantland pointed out that this is actually the perfect team for him. Because one of the best things that he does is shoot wide open 20 footers really fast and wide open threes and things like that. And
is
on
that
this team,
3 years ago or now?
It was last year when he got hurt. But he'll be in the corner and he'll just be draining those threes, him and Ryan Gomes.
I'm going to root for it because I personally have an affinity for Tough Juice.
Yeah, I probably went high, but you knew I was going to lose the Clipper one.
I love it. You have that irrational exuberance.
Yeah, you knew I was going to lose it. Yeah. Lakers, you know I'm going to go too low on this one.
I don't know. I wonder who's going to go too low on this one. You go first.
Oh, the Laker fans are going to be happy. And I want people to understand this. From the bottom of my heart, I really do think this is the win total they're going to end up with. 34 and 32.
You are such such a prick. It's fantastic.
I think they're going to go 34-32.
Look, I mean, it's in your blood. It's the way I feel about Dallas. If I could pick a record for the Dallas Cowboys every year, it would be 5-11.
I think the Clippers are going to win 10 more games than the Lakers.
What a prick you are. I love it. I had the LA Lakers at 43-23.
All right.
And I had to talk myself into it to get down that low.
Well, somebody's going to be wrong.
Somebody's going to be wrong. Make the argument for 34. I mean, for the love of God.
Here's the argument. Name the fourth best player in the Lakers.
Hold on. I got to look at this roster.
The crowd is, the listeners are in suspense.
I'm looking. The fourth best player on the LA Lakers is not yet on the roster.
Oh, that's such a cop-out. Right now it's Josh McRoberts is four. Who's five?
Meta World Peace.
Who's six?
God, it gets bad.
It's awful. They have a three-man team.
They definitely have a three-man team.
They have a three-man team. People, they're counting on Ron Artest. He changed his name to Meta World Peace. They're counting on him.
Why didn't they do anything about point guard?
Why didn't they do anything about anything? Why do you think Kobe's so mad right now? It's not about the divorce.
It's the weirdest.
He's on a crappy team.
It's somebody needs to write a book.
FYI, no Andrew Bynum for five games. First five games a year, not on the team. Suspended.
Oh, yeah. A little suspension.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
probably for the best. That's five games he can't get hurt.
Well, so that's true.
You know, that's five more games for him.
But he still has the five games he's going to get hurt. I think the shortened season is a catastrophe for Kobe because of the kind of mileage that he'd have to play to make this team good. And then Bynum, shortened season, which I've never said the word shortened season 500 times in this podcast. How is Bynum going to get through back-to-back-to-backs?
He's not, and I don't think they're going to try and play him that way.
So why is 34 wins so outrageous? That's just good enough to get them into the eighth seed.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous because it amounts to 20 how many losses? It's a 20 game shift from what they were last year.
I basically picked them to go 44-38 last. No, they were like a 56 win team last year.
So what does 43 translate into?
You picked too high, my friend. You picked them to be like a 53 win team. It's not my fault you're dumb.
It is too high. No,
you're sticking with it. You made the pick.
I did make the pick. The Mike Brown thing is going to be interesting.
That's another part that's going to be.
I think he's kind of
no triangle
for the right moment.
No triangle.
I don't think that's that.
Name me a slower team in the league than this Laker team.
The Washington. No, I'm just kidding. Not Washington. Definitely not Washington.
Their point guards are Derek Fisher and Steve Blake. They have Gasol.
That's a need. That's a need position.
No Odom. If Bynum goes out for nine games, no Odom now. I think they're going to be disappointing. I think there's going to be all kinds of stuff about Kobe's year from hell, bad team, the Dwight Howard thing. Then Orlando's not going to trade them Dwight Howard. That's going to hold them hostage.
There's a number in between 43 and 32. That's probably the right number.
I picked 34.
34. A number between 43 and 34. That's probably the right number.
I'm predicting a bad Lakers team. I think they barely make the playoffs.
There's at least one move and maybe two. Still to be seen that will dramatically push this up or push it down.
Who for who?
Dwight Howard.
I don't think Orlando's trading him. That's we covered that in part
you
one.
You don't think.
I don't think they're trading him.
We don't know.
They're not
who
trading
knows?
Him. If I'm Orlando, I'm not trading him. Stand tall. Stand tall, Orlando. Be
you're
the
not,
one team that stood tall.
You're not Otis Smith, though. Otis Smith is going to be his own man, and he's going to make
Why
a
would Dwight Howard
make...
leave to go play with 34-year-old Kobe Bryant and nobody else on the team? And just bad contracts. How is that a move up for him? Because he gets to live in L.A.? In L.A. during the summer, you moron.
I don't know. L.A. That's what I would
If you were Dwight Howard, would you say, oh, look at this Lakers team. Oh, I get to play with Kobe Bryant. Oh, that's great. It's too bad it's not 2004.
I can't put myself in the head of Dwight Howard.
Would you want to play in the Lakers?
No, I would not like to play
If you were Dwight Howard, where would you go?
If I was Dwight Howard? Ooh, that's a tough one.
I wrote about this last week.
Where would I go if I was Dwight Howard? I would go to New Jersey.
I would go to Chicago.
Chicago is amazing.
Force my way to Chicago.
I like that very much.
I would say to them, I want to play in Chicago, and that's where I'm going to play. And I'll sign the minimum if I have to play for them.
I like very much the appeal of a brand new start, a brand new franchise, a brand new moment. Brooklyn, I think it's just going to be the coolest thing ever. And I would like to be associated with that, especially if they can get
Why
good
does
quickly.
Everybody think Brooklyn's going to be the coolest thing ever?
I just think it's going to be cool. I don't know.
What Knick fan do you know that's going to say, hey, Knick, so it's been nice knowing you. I'm going to root for Brooklyn now.
New York can accommodate two basketball teams.
I know they can. They do right now. But I'm saying I think they're going to still be second class citizen.
I don't think that.
The Knicks fans, they're going to be coming back in force this year because that Knicks team's going to be good. Anyway, let's keep going.
Ooh, Memphis.
Another one I'm a little irrational about, the Memphis Grizzlies.
And who
did
goes
you go?
First?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I think
seven.
I
you go
first. Yeah. I like Memphis at 44-22.
Ooh. A little high.
I don't care.
44-22, that translates to a 55-win season.
Seems about right to me.
Mm. I'm going to go closest to the pin. Actually, I'm going to stick with what I had. I had 42 wins, 42-20.
Okay.
Just because they're really thin up front. I think that's a real issue. They don't have any
Jarrell Arthur thing is an issue.
That hurts them.
But I do think that there is a move to be made yet, that they're going to fill that hole. And there are a couple players available.
What can they get for Grievous Vasquez?
He demonstrated himself to be pretty big balls.
I said that half sarcastically, but just know he'd be the sixth best Celtic.
Right. Yeah, you are trying to be sarcastic. Did you watch him in the playoffs? Did you see the threes
he made? Big three.
He's fearless. He has an irrational confidence.
I love
those guys matter.
That was the problem with the Jeff Green trade, is that he wasn't an irrational confidence guy. The way that Celtics team was built, they should have just traded for crazy guys. I wish they had signed Jamal Crawford. I guess they couldn't have gotten him. But yeah, we both love Memphis. Memphis was 30-1 for like the last month to win the title, which was like, it makes no sense to me. I'll go this far. And people think I'm crazy. At gunpoint, if I had to pick a team to come out of the West, it would either be Oklahoma City or Memphis.
Wow.
I'd pick one of those two teams.
I think you're crazy.
You say, like, I'm holding your wife and kids over this cliff, and you have to be right with this pick.
I'm taking Dallas.
I don't think I'm taking Dallas. I don't trust Dallas.
I do. I trust Dirk. After what he did last year, I'm a true believer. I'm all in the Whitney.
Little year after thing for them.
I have to see it. I'm not just going to say it.
So you go safe pick. That's interesting. So you're saying my family.
You said my wife and kids.
So you're saying the safest pick would be that. So if I said you could have Oklahoma City and Memphis, or you could take Dallas, who do you take?
Dallas.
I'm giving you two choices.
I'm giving you Oklahoma City and Memphis or Dallas. I want the guys that have been through it. I want the guys that have been there and done the thing. Not just got there and played in it, but then really, you know, got to the top of the hill.
I have a serious question for you.
Go ahead.
How much weight do you think Khloe Kardashian is going to gain in Dallas?
I'm going to make a quick plug for Off the Bone. We had a wonderful time there.
What do you think barbecue is going to do for A, her, and
it's
B,
so
their
delicious.
Marriage?
Bad things. Bad. Well, I don't know.
I honestly think that she's going to need 2 season tickets by March.
That is not very nice.
Come on.
These
are jokes. Jacoby's laughing.
The thing that
it's just a bad idea to move her to a barbecue capital. Kansas City would be bad. Dallas would be bad.
What I'm most excited about is her being so close to Jenny Johnson. High five. Just imagine Jenny Johnson.
Shout out to Jenny Johnson.
You might need to buy Dallas Mavericks season tickets and send Jenny to the games for Kardashian watch. She needs to give us a butt update.
Oh, just when I thought this podcast couldn't get any better. The next pick. So we both like Memphis. We think they're a legitimate title contender.
Yeah, and we're pretty close to each other.
Is it fair to say they're a legitimate title contender?
I don't see why not. Yeah, why? Look, I think you can say that about, like, say 5 teams. They're one of the 5 to me.
Chicago, Miami, Dallas.
OKC.
OKC.
And Memphis.
Would you put the Knicks on there?
Nah.
Would you put the Celtics on there?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think you're right. Those are the 5 bet your life teams. Minnesota.
Yeah! Who's going to do
you
the first?
You missed Rubio. It was so good.
It's only one game. I haven't missed anything yet.
I'm going so ridiculously too high on this. You're going to laugh. 31 wins.
Oh, my God! There are 2 oh my God moments so far, and both on the West, I think.
31 wins.
31!
Yes. Don't even go close. Be a man.
God! 31!
Pick what you actually think is going to happen.
I have a number that I think is 20.
Stick to it. Be a man and stick to it.
24 and 42.
All right.
I mean, talk about, you know, I need to see some guys do some things.
Here's my defense.
30.
It's a legitimate 10-man team. They're perfect for the schedule. Young legs, 10 men.
There are definitely 10 guys on this team. Yes, I agree with you.
You should have seen the Rubio Barea combo.
I mean, you watch one preseason game, and you're giving these guys
31 and 35
an improvement. That
all I'm saying is it translates to 38 wins in real life.
Yeah, that's 25 more than last season. 23 more.
Consider this, my friend. Kurt Rambis to Rick Adelman.
Yeah, look.
How many wins is that? 8?
It's a big number.
That's 8 wins.
Yeah, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. That's why.
How about Derek Williams?
24, what's 24 translate to on the abacus?
That's not good. That's like 29 wins.
Oh. That's still pretty good. That's almost double what they had last year.
I think they're going to be good.
I like them at double what they had
last
year.
I like Minnesota this year.
I like them too.
I wish Vegas had an over-under that I could bet. I'd bet over.
I'm going to go so far as to say, at least for me personally, this is just the Joe House. House from D.C., they are appointment TV for me.
Of course.
For the first, portion of the season.
Don't tell my wife on Saturday night. She thought we were watching a movie. And I'm like, no, Rubio, I can't stop watching. I like this Minnesota.
That.
So here's Minnesota.
31.
Ridenour, Wesley Johnson, Kevin Love, Darko, and Beasley. That's who they're starting.
I like one player out of that list. There's another guy,
But then second unit.
Yeah.
Barea, Rubio. Anthony Randolph, Anthony Tolliver, who I've always liked. He's kind of a sneaky role player guy. And then somebody else I'm missing. But they
Derek Williams, did you say?
I said Derek Williams, yeah. And then Anthony Randolph and Tolliver. Oh, no, I didn't say Derek Williams. Yeah.
Honestly.
That's a nice bench.
There are two guys I like.
Let me ask you this. Derek Williams, Anthony Tolliver, Anthony Randolph, Rubio, and J.J. Barea. Would you rather have those five guys or everyone on the Wizards?
Oh, if those five guys were in Washington
would you swap the entire Wizards roster?
In a heartbeat.
That's their second unit.
In a hot second.
Why can't I pick them for 31 wins?
You can and you did. I just think that it's radical. It's an outlier. You're allowed, though. Another irrational exuberance.
I think the wheels came off for me in this podcast about four teams ago. Let's go to the New Orleans Hornets, another team that I'm probably going to be off on.
I think I'm going to be off, too. It's a hard one.
It is a little hard one.
Who goes first?
You go first on this one.
I like them at 27 and 39.
Ooh, I had them for 30.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think we're both wrong.
They have seven professional basketball players.
Let's hear the seven.
Okafor, Kamen, Carl Landry, Trevor Ariza, Jared Jack, Eric Gordon, and then Young Legs, Aminu.
Okay.
They re-signed that Jason Smith, who I kind of like.
Yeah.
That's an 8-man rotation.
It's an 8-man rotation.
They can run every play in crunch time for Eric Gordon, who's going to be pissed off that they traded him.
And
they can protect the rim.
I think the thing with me is
theory?
They feel thin. They feel thin. I mean, they just...
Marco Bellinelli, I didn't mention him.
That's a problem. I don't think that's a good thing. I think Bellinelli's not good.
FYI, I think they have cap space.
Who's the backup to Jared Jack?
Wilson Chandler, maybe, for them?
Is Tariqa White really the backup?
I think for right now, yeah, unfortunately. They'll upgrade that, though.
And Ariza's backup is really Quincy Pondexter?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
But they still have signings to make.
So you had him at 30?
I have faith in David Stern, Joe Litvin, and Stu Jackson. Right now, Joe Litvin and Stu Jackson are on trade machine.
You know better than me, and that's the
Stu Jackson, second chance.
They're going to fix this.
It's going to be good.
They're definitely going to get 30. The fix is in. I forgot about that. The fix is in.
It's true. They're going to get 30, and then they're going to have the 1 and 2 picks in the lottery.
They're going to have the 1 and 2. And where are they going
to
move
with the second pick goes to the New Orleans Hornets. The first pick also goes to the New Orleans Hornets. I've also decided that the Houston Rockets will not have a lottery pick this year. I'm sorry. That's a terrible David Stern. Yeah, I don't think Ewing theory?
No.
I wrote about it on Friday.
I don't see it.
Ewing theory?
No. They're not making the playoffs.
How many playoff series
What's the Ewing theory for this team?
Chris Paul.
No, I understand. But, what's the... how high
everyone thinks
they go?
They're going to suck. Everyone's like, oh, the Orleans are going to be terrible. Maybe they won't.
They're not going to be terrible, but 30 wins doesn't get the playoffs in the West. So what's the point?
Yeah.
They're in the Maury zone.
We have a couple more Maury zone teams. But let's go Oklahoma City.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I can only imagine what you're going to say. Go first.
I will say, do I go first? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, you're right at it. All right. I think if any team is going to win 50 games this year, I think this is the best bet. I don't think they will.
Okay.
I don't trust the coach.
Yeah, you're down on the coach.
I think
you attribute to him some of those end of game.
They blew it last year.
They kind of lost the best composure. Team. There was a couple composure moments.
They should have beaten Dallas last year.
I don't know about should have.
Do they? Serious question. Do they have plays? Do they have plays that you've seen?
I think they have plays.
Do you feel like the Westbrook?
I think their players are, you know.
Was the Westbrook Durant thing handled properly? From a coach's perspective.
I don't know. I don't have enough information to have a perspective one way or the other.
I watched that team in the play, and I think people forget because it was 7 months ago, and people see and they go, oh, yeah, Oklahoma, they're up and comer. Everybody's picking them to make the finals now.
Oh.
And I think people, they're the bandwagon pick. Don't be mistaken.
I don't like that.
And I think everybody's forgetting that last year was a borderline coaching catastrophe.
Catastrophe is overstating it.
I'm not overstating it.
I mean, they lost in six games.
Do you remember
right
the
Dallas?
Play when Dallas came back? I just watched it a week ago. Dallas comes back from 15 down in the fourth quarter.
I remember.
Every play they ran was Kevin Durant from 30 feet with 5 seconds left in the shot clock.
That's a composure problem. And it definitely extends to the coach, right? You want a coach that says brings everybody over and says, okay, guys, look. And does a Phil Jackson on them, does some kind of zen on them, where they're not out there all mutually feeling lost at the same time.
How many times in sports have we seen a team, a younger team, that got too much attention and respect from the prognosticators? Oh, they're going to be good. Oh, it's their time to win the title. And then they start out like 8-6 and everybody freaks out. Aren't they the logical candidate to be that team this year?
I don't.
If you had to pick one team to be the team that in 4 weeks in the season, everybody's going, what's wrong with blank? That's the team.
I don't think so.
You think it's the Lakers?
It's the Lakers are a lot more prominent candidate than Oklahoma City.
But I think with the Lakers, it'll be the Lakers dead?
Yeah, right. Because nobody's surprised.
This will be like, what happened to Oklahoma City? I thought they were going to be better.
I don't think so. Why? I don't.
Well, let me just say that I picked them to win 48 games.
And didn't they go through a little bit of this at the beginning of last season? They had a little bit of a dry patch. And people thought, oh, maybe they're not.
I worry about the Durant Westbrook. I have real concerns, but
they're too good.
You have them
at 48, and I have them at 47. It's right here. Right. I'm not scratching anything.
Yeah.
That's the number, and I think it's very well founded.
Here's why I went high for them. They have the depth, which we know we need.
They have young legs.
I think James Harden's going to be great this
Me
year.
Me too.
We watched yesterday in the preseason game.
Oh, he was locked in. I loved what I saw out of his.
You know what? He might be like the, hey guys, Westbrook and Durant, you guys can do your own thing. I'm just going to win the game now. You guys stay out of my way.
He might be most improved. You know, he could be that kind of a candidate.
He could be an all-star.
Could be. Well,
you realize the Celtics almost got him.
How did they almost get him?
In the Jeff Green Perkins trade.
Oh, wow.
It was Perkins for Harden for a while.
That would have been a game changer. Sorry.
Fantasy basketball. I'm giving away my secrets, even though you're in my league.
It doesn't matter.
I think James Harden, Eric Gordon, and John Wall are the three guys that make the leap this year.
I like Eric Gordon very much. I especially think that he's a very dark horse candidate for scoring title.
Oh, yeah. That's like a good 30-1 bet. The other thing, I told my friend Mendelson. You met Mike Mendelson.
I know Mikey.
Buys baseball and basketball and football cards.
Yep.
I told him a few weeks ago to buy Harden, Gordon, and who's the third one? John Wall.
John Wall. Rookie cards.
Yeah, tell him to load up on those three. And Boogie Cousins, just out of principle.
But can never have too much Boogie in the house.
Yeah, I think those guys all make the leap this year. So 48, and we think...
And I have 47, so we're...
What'd you pick for Dallas? You picked 48.
I had 48.
So you have Dallas as your one seed.
Dallas is my one seed.
I have Oklahoma City as my one seed. All right, let's keep going. We have five teams left. Great. Phoenix Suns, you go.
32-34 for the Phoenix Suns.
33-33.
Out of pure deference to Steve Nash. That's the only reason I put them anywhere near 500, because actually I look at them and I think they stink. They stinky stink.
Nah, they're a professional basketball team.
I don't know.
Gortat's going to be pretty good.
Gortat's good. Robin Lopez is not bad. I don't like what they have behind Stevie Nash.
Well, that's the problem is... I'm going to say it. It's too bad we didn't have a little bell every time I said shortened season, but the way they're constructed, it's everything revolves around Nash. They need 66 games out of Nash just to go 36-30.
I mean, Josh Childress's dead body is still slated in here, it's some kind of thing. It was a sneaky good pickup, that Shannon Brown thing.
It was.
It gives them a lot of flexibility.
They needed, but unfortunately, he replaces that Jason Richardson, Vince Carter spot.
Yeah, that's not an upgrade.
Not an upgrade. Maybe an upgrade from Vince. Bassey Telfair is Steve Nash's backup. I'm not a fan of.
That's an issue.
Know. Why does he keep getting chances?
I don't know. Maybe he's a good guy. That's why.
Our guy JMZ, though. Yeah. Jared Dudley, 6'1", 9.
Yes.
Supposedly in phenomenal shape. Now a vegan.
Good for him.
He's a vegan.
Stevie Nash did that for him.
You know, the thing with the vegans, though, you eat a lot of soy. It's bad for your prostate.
The soy is.
I want JMZ to watch out for his prostate. seriously.
I don't have enough.
He's a young man.
I don't have anything to say.
I don't want to have prostate issues. Watch out for that soy, JMZ. All right, so we think average for Phoenix. They are not in the playoffs.
Yeah, right.
The Portland Trailblazers. This is the most tense moment of the podcast.
For you. Not for me.
For you, too. They'll come after you. Don't think they won't. They're like the zombies in The Walking Dead. They'll come after you.
They can't get it.
They're transcribing this right now. It's going to be a message board in 2 hours.
All they can do.
It hasn't even posted yet, and they're transcribing it. Telepathically, they know somebody's talking about them.
They can't get at me, though. All I can do is tweet at me.
Yeah. Well, you're up.
Am I up?
Oh, am I up?
I thought I had Phoenix. I thought I did.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I'm up.
Yeah, you're up.
I went a little high on Portland, not out of fear of Rip City. I think they're going to be pretty good.
I do too.
I like their team. I love Jamal Crawford. Too. I like the Rhino, Craig Smith.
Yeah.
I had them for 36-30.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
Is that what you had?
No. What? I have them at 40-22.
Ooh.
And a big number for Portland. I'm not going to get any bad notes. They're all going to send me love.
Oh, that's a lot.
Tweet me up, Portland.
36-30.
Come on, Rip City.
That's a 45-win team, which I thought was pretty fair considering they lost Greg Oden and Brandon Warrior a week before the season started.
Well, Greg Oden, they didn't lose.
Well, but they thought they were getting him.
No, I understand.
They're the same team as last year.
I actually think they're better.
They're a little better.
And the reason I think they're better is because they have a full season of Gerald Wallace. And he has historically, like the last 2 or 3 years, been the most underrated player,
yep,
under-recognized, and he's just a beast. And I just really think that he could be transformative for them.
I also
they're very deep with professionals, this team.
They are. And I like the Ray Felton move.
I really like the Ray Felton
and
move.
And Andre Miller is just hit or miss with Andre.
He should be motivated.
Hits, misses, hits.
Should be motivated.
Ray Felton's at a contract here. He's going to sign that contract and then immediately put on 25 pounds. Who's their center? I'm blanking. Oh, Camby.
Camby.
Who's the backup?
Kurt Thomas.
That was another signing I like. Portland's smart. I don't even know who their GM is, but the guy made 3 good signings. Mystery GM.
Right.
This is like Paul Allen's like cousin is the GM right now.
Doing a good job.
Jack Allen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I probably could have gone higher on that. You're right.
No, I don't know. 36 translates to what?
I'm going to make a prediction. This is my biggest prediction in the podcast. I predict that Rip City falls in love with the Rhino, Craig Smith.
Oh.
I predict that they fall in love with him, that he becomes the most popular Blazer other than, like, Aldridge.
I don't think you're really going out on a limb, to be honest with you.
I think they had all that Brandon Roy affection. They're grieving, and they love the guy, and it's such a tragedy that he plays 5 years.
I know.
Seems like he touched everybody's life.
He deserved better.
Deserved better, all that stuff. And the Rhino is going to step in, and he's going to become a cult figure off the bench. It would have happened with the Clippers, except the Clippers crowd was brain dead, and they didn't appreciate what he was doing. Yeah. He comes in. He knocks bodies around.
He does.
He gets the crowd fired up. He looks to the fans for reactions, and the Clipper fans are all like, they're on their Blackberries.
Right.
Portland is going to love Craig Smith. That's my big random prediction of 2011-12.
I like it. It's good.
Thank you.
And I'm rooting for Rip City.
3 teams left. America... Actually, you know what? Let's save them for last. We're going to go quite slightly out of order. All and right. Instead, I'll give you the other team that you were scheduled to pick first, the Utah Jazz.
The Utah Jazz I have penned in here, and I'm going to scribble right now because I'm looking at it and thinking, I think what we've done for other teams. I'm going to put them down for 28
Ooh.
And 38.
Ooh. All righty.
Well,
and I had them a little higher than this, but I'm just looking at it. This team looks like a team of trade pieces to me.
Yeah.
There isn't one player on here that I think, you know, absolutely is a lock to be here next year other than Derek Favors.
I'm going to close this to the pinion a little bit here.
Okay.
I had them at 30. I'm going to go 29. More same thing. We were going too high on this stuff.
What I just scribbled out was 30.
Oh, good.
And I took it down to 28.
Okay. So 29 for them. Yeah, Favors will be there. Devin Harris. I don't know who would trade for Devin Harris is the only problem. Same for Al Jefferson. I don't know who trades for him at $13 million a year.
I mean,
maybe you're Wizards.
Correct. It could be. You never know.
Would you like Al Jefferson?
I've liked him over his career. I like the way that he plays. I actually think he could be very interesting with little Johnny Wall, with Jimmy Wah.
Bring this up, but I don't know if you saw the Al Jefferson. There was a domestic violence report with his
girlfriend. He was on the receiving end.
His girlfriend beat him up.
Oh, no.
There was a police report. And that's, who knows? He said, she said, who knows what actually happened. But the key part of the story, Al Jefferson's girlfriend, 38 years old.
Ooh. Well, he belongs in Orlando. Maybe that's the trade partner. He should go to Cougar Town.
38 years old.
That's, you know what?
How old is Al Jefferson?
You know why I like Utah? And I wish I could go back and put it back to 30. I forgot. They're big. And Anus Cantor, I think, might be the rookie of the year.
Did you just call him Anus?
How do you say it?
Enus.
You Enus Anus.
But it's a big difference. Anus is...
What's your little anus among friends?
Anus is the asshole.
If he's foreign, don't you call him Anus?
No, Enus.
Okay.
Enus. I like Enus too.
That's like a female name.
I'm in Enus. On Enus.
Yeah, well.
I like Enus.
Enus, Mamet, AJ, Favors, Millsap.
Mamet. Wait, you fit the wall on the podcast.
No,
that's
I
two
haven't.
Mispronunciations.
Oh, over here calling
it Mamet.
Thank you.
Mamet Okur.
I understand. I like to call it how I call it.
These numbers
might be wrong. They
do you think the
decent.
Turkish guy's going to be good?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I kind of like him, too. He looks like a badass.
I was hoping that he was going to fall to Washington. He was my deep down in my heart hope because Wall played with him at Kentucky.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wasn't able
to. For like a week.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll let you switch to 30 if you want.
No, I'm not going to.
All right.
Because I do think they're going to do some kind of trades that are going to sort of tamp down their win potential.
You know, and they had the sneaky Josh Howard signing.
Yeah, they're on paper. Really legit, like a bunch of pros on this team. I just can't envision.
I thought that was another good Mo Williams team.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mo Williams from Memo.
Could be. Yeah, I mean, because they're thin at that position.
Their shooting guards now are Gordon Haywood and Rajah Bell.
Yeah, that is not getting the job done.
We're going to talk about at the end. Remind me to come back to that. Okay. San Antonio Spurs. I can't believe they didn't trade Tony Parker yet.
It's every year. It's just the most fun, one of the fun three conversations we have every year.
I mean, he had an alleged affair with his ex-teammate's wife that allegedly tore up that locker room. I wouldn't want to play with him after that.
I don't know.
If you had sex with Jacoby's wife, I wouldn't continue to have you on the podcast.
No, don't even say it. I can't even envision something
Jacoby
like that.
Jacoby would just want to be involved. You can have sex, but he has to be at least in the room. San Antonio, same team as always. Yeah. I think this schedule, Boston and San Antonio are the two big losers with the shortened schedule.
Sure, sure.
I have them at 38 wins, and it's begrudging.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have them at 43.
Ooh.
That's my respect.
Wow.
I give them respect.
Bucher said this when we had the podcast with him. Out of any coach, Popovich will be the one who will absolutely throw away two games on a five-game road trip.
He'll just shut them down.
Duncan, Manu, you guys aren't. Don't even come.
You're going to win that because 38 is going to be enough to get them the 8 or the
38
7.
Is still that's a 48 win season,
and that's going to be enough to get them in.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, last team.
I'm going to lose.
Our favorite team, other than Minnesota and possibly Memphis. In the entire NBA for DirecTV season pass purposes, the Kings of Sacramento, and hopefully Sacramento forever, not just this year. I like the way the city fought to keep the team.
Me too.
Thumbs up for them.
Yeah, big.
I went
for
them. I was ready to contract them. The moves are broke. Get rid of them too. They really made a concerted effort to keep the team, figure out creative ways to pay for it. I want them to have a team now.
I know that I sent you an email or text or something. Washington went to Sacramento on like a play them on like a Tuesday or Wednesday night last year in, you know, a crappy month. And I was stunned. The place was packed.
The great fans.
Going crazy.
Yeah.
For a Washington-Sacramento game.
Also, they easily could have just said, you know what, screw it, leave. We have broke owners and you guys suck and right. Go. We don't want you.
No, no.
And they went the opposite. I'll tell you another thing. I think Kevin Johnson would be a very interesting assistant NBA commissioner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
For when Mr. Silver takes over.
That's a good little trajectory for him, too.
Yeah. A word of advice to Adam. You might want to not hire a white guy for that job. Just a word of advice. Yeah.
You think that played a role in how this last lockout
went? I don't think it's good to have the nine white guys and Stu Jackson as your armada when you're negotiating with a mostly black league for 9 months. I just think... But
it's an interesting
I think Kevin Johnson was the big winner of the Sacramento thing, win or lose. Great politically, all that stuff. Anyway.
Yeah. It's your go, right?
Yes. It's my go. And I have Sacramento at 20 wins, but they're in my heart for 50.
Okay. I'm going to say 21.
Okay.
I just closest to the pin to you.
Right.
And honest to goodness, I had 20. But we can't both have 20.
Right.
And I actually just ran through this and convinced myself. I forgot about J.J. Hickson. I actually think that he's got, you know, some basketball skills, some basketball talent. I know that, and it could be because Cleveland just refused to include him in any of the Washington deals that they thought of. But I thought, oh, you know, if we get him back for Antoine, it won't be a complete wash when we're getting rid of all those contracts.
That's a good trade. I like Caspi and I like Hickson.
Yeah, I like both of them. And I think both teams came out, you know, with needs addressed. But this team on paper, you know, it's not brutal. It's
no,
not a brutally bad
it's
team.
Kind of a weird team, though. Who's the small forward? I can't remember.
Salmons.
Oh, yeah.
Salmons.
Another Salmons. Member of the beard, growing the beard to hide the weight thing. Yeah, they do have some size. They lost D'Alembert, though, who played a lot of minutes for them. I was surprised by what his stats were.
They haven't lost him yet.
You think they bring him back?
The Chuck Hayes thing kind of makes it so.
Oh, good point. I forgot about the poor Chuck Hayes.
It kind of requires that they...
I had some friends who watched Jimmer on Jake Caspian Kang was there from Grantland.
Oh, nice.
Hersheimer watched him.
Oh.
And
Jimmer
did what we thought he is what we thought he was.
Yeah.
He's a guy who makes 25 footers if you're not guarding him. Can create shots for himself and make 25 footers also.
That's an NBA skill.
Yes.
That's an NBA skill.
He'll be fun
right
to watch. I think Cousins is gonna have a big year. I still can't figure out where Tariq Evans fits in.
It's,
do you build the team around him?
Gonna,
do you trade him? Like, what do you do with him?
A mystery. I don't know. Marcus Thornton, by the way, is not bad either.
No, he's not.
It's pretty good.
They have nice. It's a fantasy team.
I feel good about going one over you rather than one under you on that pick.
Well, here's why I went low is because their conference is really good, and it's just somebody's got to be low.
Who's the coach in Sacramento?
Right now we have Paul Westfussel.
That's right. Yeah.
Right now we have the lowest team. You have the Western Conference, I think, as 70 games over 500, yeah, just for the record. You went way over on everybody.
I understand.
But somebody's got to go low. I think it's going to be Golden State and Sacramento are going to be the two that go low. I would personally, if I was them, I would build the team. I would try to move Tyreek.
Yeah, I understand. I understand the theory of it. I love his game. It seems like... He's not going to sort of maximize his – he's not going to find his NBA identity in Sacramento. I mean, it doesn't seem at this point because it's – so far we haven't seen any indication that he's kind of rounding into that NBA identity. He's still a little too all over the place for my taste, but he's got all the talent in the world.
Doesn't seem like he'd be that much fun to play with. Maybe he'll make the leap. He's young.
In the right situation
– great open court player.
Yeah, I mean, he is a killer, too. He's a killer, too.
Well, that's the thing. It seems like for him to really reach his potential, I'd want to see him on a team that had a real point guard that ran.
Yep.
And he just did his thing.
Ooh.
And he just ran the floor. And
you know
he was on team,
a team like that?
The Washington Wizards.
The Washington Professional Basketball Team.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
And then you got John Wall and Tyreek.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh.
What can you give up, though? How about Jan Vesely in your number one next year?
And Blotch.
And you got to take Blatch back.
That's a three-way. Please. Please.
All right. So we have for Western teams, Oklahoma City and Dallas we have as the 1 and 2 teams.
Yeah.
I have Memphis as the 3 seed. You have... I'm sorry, I have the Clippers as the 3 seed. You have Memphis as the 3 seed.
That makes sense.
You have San Antonio with 43 wins.
Yeah.
I had them with 38. I had the Clippers with 44 wins. You had them for 37. We have Portland and Denver kind of in that 6-7-8 range.
Yeah.
And then the Lakers was our biggest disagreement. I had them for 34 wins. You had them for 43.
Yeah.
You had no Western team out of the 8 Western playoff teams. You had nobody lower than 36 wins.
What, out of the playoff teams?
Yeah. You had the 8 seeds. 36 wins would get the 8 seed in the West, in your stupid opinion.
We'll see about a stupid opinion.
So then we have missing the playoffs.
Why? Who's my 8 at 36 and what?
You have Denver at 36.
36 and 30.
So then we have Phoenix and Houston. Phoenix and Houston missing the cut.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
You had Golden State over New Orleans, Minnesota, and Sacramento. If we, which is for sake of argument, say we're wrong on one of those 8 playoff teams, which team is it?
Honestly, I don't know.
I would say the Lakers.
I was going to say the Lakers. Probably
the Lakers have the biggest chance to just have a disastrous season where they actually fall out of the playoffs. I'm not saying it'll happen.
They also have the chance to really
be a 3 seed. Yeah.
Yeah.
That, would you say there's a 20-win swing with the Lakers?
At least 10. I mean, not 20 because it's only 66 games.
Okay, good point. Would you buy anything from 48 wins to 28 wins with them?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So it's 20-win swing.
That is 20 wins. That's the range. The swing is, you know, less.
Phoenix, Houston, Minnesota, Utah, New Orleans, Golden State, and Sacramento. I'm telling you now that one of those 7 teams will overachieve and make the playoffs. Which team is it?
Whoa.
I have my pick. I think Utah has the highest upside.
Yeah. They're the least.
I could see Utah randomly just being good in the home court. They can sneak maybe to 35 wins. I don't think it'll happen, but that's who I'd pick. And I could see Golden State being really bad.
Who's the coach in Utah?
You haven't
had to think about it for 20 however many years.
I was going
to
say Jerry Sloan.
I know, because that's been the answer for 20 years.
It was Jerry Sloan's assistant, whatever the assistant's name was.
So maybe that's the one. I agree. I totally agree. They're the one that could jump in there.
All right, let's pick playoffs really quick. And then we're
gonna
go.
Let's do it.
So Eastern Conference Finals.
Miami-Chicago.
Miami-Chicago. Yeah, the Knicks can't do it.
Not as they're currently configured.
Can I just say the way I have it, has Chicago 1, Miami 2, and New York 3? How awesome would a Miami-New York round 2 be?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
It's going to be awesome.
I really think New York could beat them. They have Tyson Chandler, the LeBron killer.
He
knows how to protect the rim on that team.
They're going
to
give him everything. That's an interesting thing. You know,
motivated, in
yet?
Shape Baron?
Yeah, well, you know who hasn't landed yet? Stevenson.
Oh, you're right.
He's not on the team yet.
Why don't they sign him for the 2.5?
Maybe they will. You think he would like
Celtics
to play in New York?
He'd be the 6th best Celtic.
You think he would like to
play
in New York?
You'd be the 6th best Celtic. So we have Chicago, Miami.
You think LeSean would like to play with the New York Knicks?
Who wins Chicago, Miami?
Miami. I have Miami in the finals.
I think New York has a better chance to beat Miami than Chicago.
That's interesting. Why?
I don't know. I just think, put it this way, if New York's up 3-2 and game 6 is in MSG, does LeBron have any chance of playing well in that game?
Does he have any chance? Of course he has a chance.
No, I think
that's a beautiful thing
about the crowd rips his heart out.
That's based on last year.
And the year before.
It's the new year.
How about 2 years of that?
He went to the finals 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
All right. I hope carried
a very poor Cleveland team all the way to the NBA Finals.
My number one non-Celtics wish is for the Clippers to be a good playoff team so I can go to the games.
That's a fair wish.
My number two non-Celtics playoff wish is for Miami-New York round 2 and for New York to have a 3-2 lead going into game 6. And I will...
You don't ask for much.
I will walk to that game. I will be in the building for that game.
Okay.
If they have a 3-2 lead in game 6, I will be in the building.
Yes.
All right, West. Oklahoma City, Memphis?
In the what? In the Western Conference Final?
Yeah.
I have Dallas in the final.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sticking with Oklahoma City, Memphis.
I'm doing Memphis-Dallas.
Memphis-Dallas. I'm not ready to make a title pick yet. Okay. I need a couple more days.
Well, honestly.
Because right now I'm leaning toward Miami-Memphis, and that's just, the world would explode. there's no way that's happening.
I'm leaning the exact same way, and we both have to recognize it's absolutely ridiculous to be talking about any of this right now. We don't even know who was on the team.
That's
and we're
true.
Just sitting here. Deshaun Stevenson isn't on a team yet. Aaron Aflalo isn't on a team
I'm not
yet.
Making a title pick
yet. Yeah. It's silly.
At some point, I'll make one.
It's fun, but silly. We'll get a feel for this as the season develops, and then, you know, we can make more informed judgments around all this.
Joe House.
I like closest to the pin, by the way.
Closest to the pin might have been more fun than over-unders.
It's hard. It hurt my head.
It did hurt my head, too.
I'm glad
we figured it might be the hat. Joe House, thanks as always. Two-part podcast. If you missed part one, check it out on iTunes or ESPN.com's Pod Center. And check out Grantland.com if you like reading stuff. Talk to you later.
Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at Pod Center at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.